Aaron News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An East Coast earthquake disrupts life in the region, at least for a day. Hofstra University professor of earth science, Dr. Brett Beddington, told AM 970 The Answer in New York it was fortunate this was a fairly small quake.
We hope that New York City doesn't experience a magnitude, 5.5, which would do some damage. I suspect, water mains and things like that would be at risk.
Friday's quake was centered in northern New Jersey and registered a magnitude of 4.8. Political writer Ben Domenech says President Biden is missing the mark on foreign policy by criticizing Israel, apparently to please anti-Israel voters inside the Democrat Party, basing his decisions on what he hopes will win over critics.
You know, if you have issues with America's allies, and obviously these issues crop up, inevitably in all sorts of different circumstances, you deal with them behind closed doors. You don't.
A push for a revenue package that includes hundreds of millions of dollars in taxes and fees in the Maryland General Assembly is raising some concerns among Democrats.
The reason for the concern, Republican former Governor Larry Hogan has made the race for Maryland's open U.S. Senate seat unusually competitive in the heavily Democratic state. Wary Maryland Democrats point out the race could determine who controls the Senate at a time when the state will be relying on federal support to rebuild the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge. Democrats hold a tenuous 51-49 majority in the U.S. Senate.
A powerful coastal spring storm was clobbering New England this week. It stranded people like Betty Titt of Guilford, New Hampshire, in their homes.
We've been doing a lot of bird watching. We have about 50 birds at our feeders all the time, fluttering in and out. And
snow showers lingered on Friday, even as the cleanup process began. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on spiritual gifts. Michael Harrington has a report of a new study.
According to a new poll from the Public Religion Research Institute, 36% of adults believe that God has granted some people the power to heal others through prayer and the laying on of hands. 31% agree with the statement that, quote, modern-day prophets continue to reveal God's plan to humanity, and about one-third of Americans think God rewards faithfulness with good health and financial success. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new lawsuit is challenging some of Ohio's abortion laws now that voters have enshrined the procedure in the state constitution. The American Civil Liberties Union and Planned Parenthood argue it's now unconstitutional to require mandatory waiting periods and multiple in-person informational appointments to receive an abortion. Ohio is one of four states that have amended their constitutions to enshrine abortion rights. This is SRN News. A small plane experiencing engine problems struck two vehicles as it landed on a highway near a North Carolina airport.
The Federal Aviation Administration says the single-engine Landcare 360 with only the pilot on board landed on a highway near Raleigh Executive Jetport at Sanford Lee County Airport in Sanford on Thursday afternoon after experiencing engine problems. The FAA will investigate. Moncure Fire Department Chief Robert Shee says the plane struck two SUVs as it landed on U.S. Route 1, but only one sustained minor damage and no injuries were reported. He says the plane's landing gear was not deployed, so it landed on its belly. Keith Peters reporting.
President Biden will announce a new effort on Monday to reduce or eliminate student loan debt for millions of borrowers, an election year attempt to revive his goal of providing large-scale relief for Americans struggling to pay off their college loans. More on these stories at srnnews.com.